we're very happy to have in the studio, over from Berlin, Christoph Rangeli. We're going to have a chat with him later on, and hopefully get a bit more of a picture, or a broader picture of the kind of culture he's involved with, and what he's been doing. Just before we get started, the reason he's come to, or one of the reasons he's come to the UK, is to play at the Mortal Base event tomorrow evening, and he's going to be lining up alongside, amongst others, Ronin, Killer Bomb, Gracious, Disruptor, and a few other notable breakcore proponents. That's in a secret venue in Hackney Wick, if there is really a secret venue in Hackney Wick. I think, are you ready, Christoph? Well, without further ado then, you're listening to LFM, it's Christoph Rangeli.
Thank you. satisfy humanity. Because it exists. As long as it exists, we never stop.
Yes, I are. Yeah!
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
I'll give you this one.
Let's go. What next? What coming up?
More violence. More violence. I don't know how much longer the people are going to like being shot at by police. I don't know how much more this community can take. I mean, we're talking about a police state right now.
Dynamite fire. Let's all team up and fight him.
Frederick Douglass, a great black leader of the 1800s, said that when a slave stops obeying a master, then and only then does he seek his liberation. Camus said the same thing 100 years later on the first page of The Rebel, when he said that when a slave stops accepting the definitions imposed upon him by his master, then and only then does he begin to move and create for himself a life.
Thank you. Sick, the invisible worm that flies in the night in the howling storm has found out thy bed of crimson joy, and his dark secret love does thy life destroy.
The following signal is recorded equally and in phase on both channels and should provide a central image.
say it now loud and clear. We will always say it. We're not afraid to say it, that these racist Gestapo pigs have to stop brutalizing our community, or we're going to take up guns. We're going to drive them out.
Christoph Fringelli, ladies and gentlemen. over to you, Tamon.
Okay, I'm sure it needs an introduction, but I'll do this anyway. Tonight we're very happy to have with us Christoph Fringelli, as a taste of what to expect tomorrow night, Mortal Bass. There'll be more flagging of that in a minute. For a long time now, CF has been a driving force behind many underground electronic music projects, such as Praxis and Subversion Records, Dataside and Dead by Dawn, which was a long time ago. Now living in Berlin, CF continues to be a reliable and unwavering exponent of politically driven, irony-free breakage. that's about as much I've written. So, this is some really boring questions we tend to ask everybody, but so what made you first get into making music, and what made you start your first label?
My first label, wow. The first question, that's a really long time ago, maybe like 20 years, that I came across a lot of punk rock and industrial music, and I got really into the aspect of doing everything yourself, the DIY ethics of punk and of the very early electronic noisy stuff, and so I got infected with that and wanted to do things myself as well, like starting to make noises with various instruments and non-instruments, and it seemed to be a logical thing to try and put that out yourself rather than go and shop it around somehow. So we started to release, me and some friends started releasing some first cassette tapes and then eventually records, and so that grew into a label, which was at the time, I grew up in Switzerland, in Basel, and at the time it was kind of a local based label where there were different inputs from different people who felt the same sort of impetus of putting out stuff ourselves. And putting out stuff, of course, that would be crazier and more weird than other things we could.
And
hear.
Was it mainly kind of like punk or not electronic music at the time?
It was both. I mean, the very first tape already had like drum machines and guitars at the same time. And
you were part of the Bobby's Quark.
No, that came later. Bobby's Quark were a London-based industrial band industrial. I don't know if they would like to be categorized like that, like a band that's experimental band that could not be categorized that easily, and had been releasing records since the early 80s when I met them around, I can't remember exactly, 89, 90 or something. And then when I started Praxis in 92, I worked with them immediately, but that was after I moved to London already. I mean, that was Praxis is kind of my second label already. So.
Okay, this is a really boring question. Someone told me earlier on it's probably not a good question to ask, but would you mind talking about your studio setup and have you gone part of the sort of software way?
Yes, for a long time. I mean, I've been only using I come from whatever Atari plus sampler plus some analog synth background, if we talk about electronic music. I mean, after I ditched my guitar or whatever, and
why did your guitar?
Well, I didn't ditch it, but I didn't use it anymore because I had used it enough to say with it what I wanted to say. So but as soon as it became possible to make music just with the computer, I got really into that idea because I thought it was really awesome development that would allow anybody to express themselves in electronic music terms. And even when looking back at it, the software 10 years ago was, and the hardware also was not nearly as powerful as today, but it was possible to do quite exciting things. And so and I never had like the funds to buy expensive analog equipment and so on, so I was really into it for various aspects, and ever since then I've been working like that. Yeah.
What was the sort of first sound module or like drum machine that you worked with?
The first drum machine was like a Roland 606 in 1985 or something. But later, I mean, as soon as the first... I've never been an Atari... I've never been an Amiga user myself. But as soon as the first Cubase VST came out, I was hooked.
Why do we never really hear of any live sets from you? You seem to primarily DJ.
Yeah. I mean, I used to do like lots of live things with my various bands and stuff, but with the electronic thing, I think it's kind of more, or at least as creative to do DJ sets if you work only with software, you know. If you have lots of hardware gear, yeah, it's a different story. But I don't really fancy going on some stage and just with a laptop and pressing start and stop and
you could
twiddling some knobs.
You could be like Dan Dormouse and take your clothes off and run around. And
yeah, I could do that, but I'm too old for that.
I think he might be as well. He's over 15. So I was reading from a piece of paper here, but my mind generally starts to go blank because my microphone pointed at it. Actually, which leads us on to another kind of question. What are your current thoughts on the state of what has become known as breakcore in recent years? I think you know what we're talking about.
Well, that's a long story, obviously, because about a year ago now, I felt very dissatisfied with the state of the scene, let's call it, and published a text in the form of a newsletter and also on the internet that criticized various developments and tried to historify the whole thing a little bit more, because I felt at the time at least that a lot of people had forgotten about where it all came from and how it actually developed in the first years, like, because breakcore is nothing really new. I mean, we're talking about at least 12 years of history by now, and that text, which can be found on the CEA.com discussion boards very easily, and caused a hell of a lot of controversy, which was exactly what I intended, and so the best is to go down and read about it.
I've not actually seen it myself. What's the kind of gist of it? Is it, do you feel that a lot of what's about at the moment is lacking something, or is just, it just seems to be kind of
felt
very distant from
that? Yeah, I felt there was maybe a predominance of like technical trickery over substance, for example, of and a predominance of irony over like content, and
yeah, this maybe moves on to sort of Tamil's next question in terms of
I've not asked it.
Is
yet.
That well? I think that it's
oh yeah, it's on a piece of paper, isn't it? It's scripted.
Is that something then in terms of your work that you're very conscious of, is substance over sort of style?
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of different ways of expressing yourself with electronic music. I mean, that's one of the exciting things about it. But I think it's more interesting to go into depth rather than for like short-term jokes, which is what at least like a certain development was at the time, and maybe still is, I don't know.
It can make you pretty rich and fairly famous as far as this whole thing goes, to sort of go for the whole kind of jokey element to it, I suppose.
I don't know if anyone got rich out of it, but...
maybe not rich,
I doubt it, but...
Would you say there's definitely like a policy for kind of what you output and kind of what you release, sort of particularly through Praxis, where we've got a couple of different sort of sub-labels, but would you say that there's something like, what would, how would you feel that sort of Praxis differentiates from, say, I don't know, Wrong Music?
Of what?
Oh, you know, Wrong Music, they're kind of, well, it's just kind of like it's definitely a part of that kind of whole wave of kind of sort of ironic kind of humorous kind of breakdown.
Well, I mean, I don't define Praxis in relation to other labels. It's more what I try to do. You could ask me what the difference is between Praxis and Subversion, which are my two labels, which is maybe easier to explain. Because with Praxis, I always try to have like a more extreme and radical approach, still with a connection to dance music and to the history of it and to the presence of it. But it's pretty open to, I mean, it's totally open to what could happen on it, as long as it is pointing into a new and extreme direction. While Subversion is more like really a dance floor label, which is connected to developments in hard drum and bass kind of context and is still within that genre, or on the edge of that genre, trying to break the boundaries. So, don't know if that makes sense.
Do you have any new pipeline? Do you have any new release in the pipeline?
Yeah. Pipelines in the release. yes. The most imminently on Praxis, there will be a released by La Peste from France, which is a 124 minute track split onto two sides of 12 inch, which will be Praxis 43. That's on test pressing already. I played it tonight, so maybe 15 minutes before the end of my set. It's very micro edited, extremely deconstructed breaks and flashcore elements and noise and things. So, and on Subversion, there is going to be a 12 inch by Omboss, which I also played actually both sides of tonight. And after that, there are a lot of different projects, but it's probably going to be beginning of the year when the next one will appear. In the meantime, I'm also manufacturing and distributing a range of other labels, like there's just two new releases that just came out that are not really distributed yet, but they should be appearing in the next couple of weeks in the shops, which is the Low Res number 20 by Übergang, which is a new project by Christoph de Babylon and a friend of his from Berlin, and the Dirty Needles number 3, which is from Black Mass Plastics from London. And
he does a monthly show. He does a monthly show on the station.
Yeah. And there will also be from a record from Fanny from Canada on his new label called Girlcom, which should also be out like at some point in November. And there's a lot of little projects like that, so check the website for updates, I guess.
Maybe not something for our English listeners, but you're giving, or you have been giving, talks as well.
That's quite an interesting thing. I did, in the last month, I did three different talks about which were mainly focusing on the history of free party movement and festivals, technibles, and I was focusing on the sort of frame between, let's say, early 90s Castle Morton Free Festival to late 90s with I used the Reclaimed Streets 99 June 18th just as a bracket, but I did try to research the history of festivals a little bit more from the early 70s onwards to, and also go on to the present, and I did those in German and in three different cities and different contexts also. And it's very interesting because a lot of these things are, which I guess could be taken for granted that people would know in the UK, are quite unknown to people in other areas. And to try and, on the one hand, transport that history and not so it doesn't get forgotten, and on the other hand, theorize it as well. So hopefully there will be time to do an English version of it, but that will have to be a little bit more, a little bit different, I think.
Actually, my final question is, about 5 years ago I sent you about £25 for a data subscription, and I've only received about two issues. Why is this?
Because probably not more than two issues came out in the last 2 years.
I think I'm up to seven.
Well, then it must be more than 2 years ago.
5 years.
5 years ago.
There is
on the C8 board a note saying that I had a crash on my computer. Where I did lose all the subscribers' addresses a couple of years ago, and I have yet, I mean, there are, okay, we're up to number 9 now, I should say that, and I reckon there are still about between 10 and 15 people who I don't have the addresses yet. So if anyone has sent me money for subscriptions a long time ago and hears this, send me an email at praxis.rca.com and sort you out.
I guess that's also where you'd subscribe.
Actually, I stopped selling the subscriptions now because it has proven to be just too difficult to bring out the magazine on a regular basis to make it to, so it would make sense, you know. But then again, maybe you should ask me what data site is about.
Well, you're more than welcome to try and explain, but I think isn't that why you published the magazine? Because it's quite a lot of content.
Yeah, but
if someone wanted to investigate that further, is there an online solution?
There's no online version of the magazine. There is an archive site, which is also on C8. I mean, also lettercnumber8.com, always worth checking. And there's a lot of other labels and projects as well there. And there is a site for Praxis, as well as Subversion, as well as Datasite, and they're all like datasite.ca.com, praxis.ca.com, etc. But Datasite is a magazine that's exploring the world, the relation between and the worlds between politics and noise, and has been coming out since 97. But only the year 97 was actually when we managed to get more than one issue out, I think. That's like three issues. And ever since then, it's been very, very slow. Not so much because we wouldn't put it out more often, but simply because there it's economically speaking a total nightmare to make a self-published magazine like this, and because cash flow and so on is very difficult, and distribution is very difficult, much more difficult than with records. And but still, finally, there's an issue 9 that has come out this spring, and there will be an issue 10 coming out. I'm not making any promises, but sometime in the next months, let's say, and that will also be the last issue in the current format, and then we're going to try and re-fashion our printed side of activities. So, I mean, I think DataSite shouldn't be seen separate from Praxis. I mean, it's one of the really important things that I try to do to also theorize and historify those sort of aspects and include political aspects as well.
Yeah, so I think you'll play us one more record before we switch over to
Okay.
Let's see. And yeah, thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Thank Cheers. Do you want to fill the airwaves of conversation?
Yeah. It's all about that.
Anyone got a joke?
Does Pete have a joke?
I bet he does.
Don't be.
What's caught? Chav in a lockbox. Safe.
Next joke.
Yeah.
Do we need more jokes?
More bass.
Are you ready to go?
That's what we should be talking about.
The record's ready.
Yeah, what's happening on the weekend? Roman Raven.
Yeah, that's good.